Good day and welcome to SL Radio Extras. If you listened to the Car Wash podcast on Thursday, you would have heard the new Spotlight feature where I chat to individuals who run football academies. Because the Car Wash is an hour-long show, we edit the interview down, but you'll be able to hear the full interview right here. This week, we feature Katleho Ntseke, founder of the Golden Knights Football Academy. We discuss when he got the academy off the ground and some of the challenges he has running the academy and more. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio. I'm happy to be joined on the line by Katleho Ntseke, founder of the Golden Knights Soccer Academy. Welcome to the show, man.
How are you doing, brother?
All good, all good. How are things that side?
I'm taking it one day at a time. Since it's lockdown, you know.
Always. So let's start at the beginning. When did you start Golden Knights and what inspired you to start the academy?
We started in 2016. Before 2016, 3 years earlier, I was a part of another academy with a friend I started with. Then we had a bit of a falling out. Then I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own academy because I grew up playing club soccer. So I wanted to basically give the kids in our community the same experience I had, because when I was 8 till maybe 14, 16, I was playing every weekend. So for me, it built my character. It gave me friends that I'm still friends till today, so that are like my brothers now. So I wanted to offer that opportunity to kids, basically, and just guide them in a way.
And whereabouts is Golden Knights Academy based?
We're based in Midrand. The academy runs from Kuro in Midrand. It's like a private school.
And since you started, where have you been able to compete? What have you accomplished so far with the boys?
So we compete in the SAFA Junior Leagues and we play in the North Rand Association. In 2017, the team that I was building from 2016, so how it works is we play in the league and then these cup games in between the league. So there's a cup competition. So the cup competitions was an opportunity where we could focus on arriving on top, because cup games maybe is like 7 games where the priority is just arrive on top. Whereas with league games, the league is a bit more lenient and understand that some teams like us struggle with transport and just getting there on time, so it's not a fuss. So in 2017, I had built a team from 2016 with kids from the township and kids from Midrand, and I specifically got the township boys because they made the team strong, because that's where the talent in our country is, if we're honest, is in the township and rural areas. So we ended up winning the Eastern League Football Association Cup, and we won 2-1, and the team we beat had beaten Highlands Park in the semi-final. So that was like a big achievement, and it was like just a realization for the boys that, you know what, we can actually compete at the best level if we just put in the work that coach is always telling us to put in. So that's been our biggest achievement as the club, just winning that championship.
And before I let you go, what are some of the challenges that you face running an academy? I can imagine that there's expenses involved and that sort of thing.
Yeah. To be honest, is having your own facilities. Like for me, the biggest issue since I've started is always having to negotiate the facilities and know that next year I'm going to have a home base where the kids can train and our league games will go on. So the issues always land, and also it's just sponsorship. It's tough to get a solid sponsor that understands the vision, because a lot of our funding agencies don't really like to sponsor teams from the suburbs. Like if you probably have to know someone at, say, the NYDA or whatever, because there's a lot of guys applying. So for me, my struggle has been getting a sponsor, but we keep pushing through it, and because at the end of the day, we're doing this for the kids. But facilities are the biggest. If I can know that I have my own facilities, it's a big weight off the shoulders, and we can run our program as the way we want it to run.
Ah, fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me. You're the first of my spotlight series where we want to shine a light on academies and grassroots football development programs. And I think you guys are a great example of that. So thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of the show.
Fantastic. You can say a word to Deco and Sean if you want.
Shout out, gents. I support you guys a lot, and you're an inspiration to me and my kids, and especially Deco. I grew up watching you because I'm a Pirates fan, so you're a big motivation to me, and we hope to produce more kids like you, or even better.
Fantastic stuff. Have a great day, yep.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. You too, bro.
And that is how we wrap up the show today, folks. A big thank you to Golden Knights Academy founder Katleho Ntseke. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to us, SL Radio, on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.